If you wonder why North Korea's Kim Jong-il seems so obsessed with developing a nuclear arsenal, consider this.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
In 1950, during the Korean War, President Truman replied to a reporter's question about whether he would use the atomic bomb. He replied that he would use every weapon that we have. This was just 5 years after Hiroshima and Nagasaki. In 1955, President Eisenhower said that if North Korea did not negotiate in good faith to end the war, he would remove all restraints in our use of weapons. Walter Pincus of the Washington Post recalls that in 1957, the U.S. Army deployed nuclear-tipped missiles along the demarcation line, finally removed on President Carter's order in the late 70s. And so now the Bush administration is straining to develop a coalition of the more or less willing to punish North Korea for testing an atomic device and threatening to test more. The administration has succeeded, after making several concessions, in getting a unanimous resolution of the United Nations Security Council prescribing punitive sanctions against North Korea. But China and South Korea do not seem to be ready to go all out in enforcing these sanctions. These countries have indicated that their trade with North Korea will be hardly affected. They seem unwilling so far to authorize the boarding of ships to check their cargoes. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is off to Asia tomorrow to solicit more cooperation in enforcement. But in both China and South Korea, concern about North Korea's nuclear program is outweighed by the fear of a collapse in the Hermit Kingdom that would send thousands, perhaps millions, surging across the border. And so now the Bush administration has its work cut out for it, trying to get its sanctions enforced. This is Daniel Shore.